Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There could be a mass exodus of police officers in the city of Buffalo. The PBA is issuing a warning. John Davidson, president of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association, he's on the WBEN live line. John, what are we talking about when you say exodus?
Good morning. We're talking about upwards of 80 officers retiring before June of next year, with a large group of them that would be going before the end of this year.
This all has to do with health care benefits. What isn't determined right now, and how could it be resolved?
Sure, that's a great question. So our contract actually expired just previous June, so we're working right now out of contract. And officers are doing a wonderful job, a diligent job, but, you know, we would like a contract, so it's always something in the back of your head. But in addition to that, there's a medical MOA that expires June of next year. That would provide for our, it currently provides for all of our medical coverage. Currently, as it stands, you pay into the program for 10 years, and then you are covered for medical for the remaining portion of your career. That expires on the 26th, I'm sorry, in June of 26, and has to be renegotiated.
We just spoke with Fillmore District Councilman Mitch Nowakowski, who said he's hoping that this could be resolved by June after a new administration is in office. Will these officers wait until spring?
So I listened to Mitch, and I spoke with him, and he has really hit the nail on the head with a lot of this. But the one thing that I would say is that I would think it has to be done prior to this, prior to June. I would say prior to the snow flying, because the reality is the officers that are going to go, they're only going to stay. Most of them are going to stay, but it would be if the medical were extended. If they're going to go in June of 26 and they've already got 20 plus years, I just don't foresee them getting up and shoveling snow to go to work for three more months.
It's an interesting point. You mentioned you have to pay into the program for 10 years. You're covered for the remainder of your career. That's the current MOA. Is that what you're looking for, to extend basically those current terms? Are you looking for more? Have you been told that the city's looking for less? So where does it stand?
I don't know. All talks that we've had regarding this have been more just informal, like we're having now, just as, you know, as you see one another. You know, everyone works downtown Buffalo. As you run into each other, you see a council member here, you see a member of mayor's office there, you bring these topics up. But as far as formally sitting down and discussing this, we're not quite there, and I do hope to be there soon.
You know, for perspective, John, how many officers are on the force these days, and what percentage of officers are we talking about that could be leaving?
Sure. So you're talking a more than a double-digit exodus. We have 750 members that are currently sworn officers, and we have another 12 in the academy. There's no guarantee that they graduate and are added to the ranks of patrol officer. So we're looking at losing 80 of 750. I mean, I don't have the exact number, but it's a double-digit percentage. And the biggest area we'll be hit will be our leadership of the lieutenant rank. Currently, we are... We're only two over our minimums for lieutenant. We actually had two retire this month, and there's a schedule of 20 more that are going to go between now and June of next year, with many of them we anticipate going before the end of this year. That would leave us, you know, almost 20 below the minimum number that we have to have as a department, and we actually only have seven on the current promotional list. So there's really no way to rectify that and keep staffing numbers appropriate. at this time.
Your letter highlights the lack of recruits in the police academy and people who are applying to be a police officer. Why, in your mind, do people not want to be a police officer in the city of Buffalo?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think some people do want to be a police officer, and we're just not hiring at the moment. I believe it's widely known that the city is in a bit of a financial bind. We hired 12 to the academy this year that are currently in the academy. But in previous years, even going back to COVID years, I mean, for instance, in 2020, 2021, during the thick of COVID, we hired 60 officers those years total, 43 and 17. And then the next year, we hired 46, and we've hired 52 last year. So 12 this year is quite an anomaly for us as a department, seeing such a low hire number. But aside from it just being a brass tacks financial issue, I think the job of police officer gets harder every single day. I think it is becoming more scrutinized. With the advance of technology, people are making split-second decisions, and they're being scrutinized for, you know, you can take a 20-minute or 20-second body camera clip and watch it for 20 minutes and dissect it. And we're really Monday morning quarterbacking a lot of life or death, quick in-the-moment decisions. I think that definitely scares off some people.
And also, is it more attractive with other agencies than in Buffalo?
Oh, I mean, look, if you want to be a police officer and you want to do the job of a police officer, regionally, there's no place better than the Buffalo Police Department. What you'll see in your career, what you'll experience in your career, you'll be in a pressure cooker. You'll have the experience in 5 years that some suburban agencies don't see in their whole career. That being said, no, our pay is lacking. One of the greatest things we have, one of the greatest recruitment and retention tools we have is our medical. And losing that, not only are you going to lose these 80 officers and not be able to replace them, especially at the lieutenant level, you're going to lose the draw of, hey, take this job. I know it doesn't pay as much, but look at the medical you have and look at the camaraderie you have in such a large department. Well, you're going to lose the medical and the department's going to obviously shrink based on that.
Well, we really appreciate the time this morning, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you in the future to just hear what the very latest is. John Davidson is president of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association, joining us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.